We're going to finish the piece, the first, just a few lines of paragraph from the Aris HaKadosh that we were learning last week. And then we're going to continue Mitzvah in the pages that we have from the Aris HaTorah that are not part of the Aris HaTorah that we've been working on. So where it says Chochmas HaKadosh HaPa'elis, that's what we were learning last week. So this is a hemshich from what we were learning for Hanukkah, which is very much tied into what we're learning in the Zatira. Rav Kook is explaining what's unique about Chochmas HaKadosh. This first section of Aris HaKadosh is called Chochmas HaKadosh. And the first Torah in Aris HaKadosh is called Chochmas HaKadosh HaPoelas. And that is the distinction between Chochmas HaKadosh and Chochmas HaChol, Chochmas Chitzonius. Chochmas HaKadosh, Rav Kook is explaining, is Poelas. It's alive. It's dynamic. It changes a person's life. It's not a matter of just informing and understanding and educating. But it's the Chochma of Atam Chayis Kulam. Atam Chayis Kulam. And we were learning there in the middle of the page, the Tam Hadavahu, why Torah has this Tchuna HaMif'olus, this quality of changing the person who learns it with Emunah, who learns it the right way. The Tamad Avrahu, Ki kol inyani ha-kodesh, mimkar chayi ha-chayim heim boyim. The reason for this difference is because all inyani ha-kodesh, whatever we're learning in Torah, regardless of what area of Torah it is, Ki kol inyani ha-kodesh, mimkar chayi ha-chayim heim boyim. They originate, they come from the source of the life of all life. Mimkor chaya chaim heimboim. Mi yisoid ha-chaim ha-mahaves ha-kol. From the yisoid of life, from the foundation of life that gives existence to everything. V'yesh b'koyach ha-toichan ha-makudash la-havois ha-moin b'rurim la-intachlis. And therefore, this toichan ha-makudash, this holy Toichen, content of Torah, what we're learning, has the ability lahavais hamayin brurim lein tachlis to give existence to infinite, endless creatures and creation and all life and existence. L'ntoya shamayim l'yaseid arts. It says in Pasuk, L'ntoya Shamayim, to plant the heavens and to establish the earth. There's no Chochma in the world. Chazal tell us that if God forbid, there would be no Jew learning in the world, and all of creation would return to Tohu Vavohu. There would be no existence. There'd be no existence at all. Chukais Shamayim v'aretz leisamti. That's not true of any Chachma. So the reason is because Chachma's HaKadosh comes from the Makar Achayim Baruch Hu, from the root and the source of life. And every word of Torah has in it this Chiyus that it infuses into all of creation. And it creates. As the Svarim tell us, from Ayin to Yesh, every single moment. Now, if Torah has the ability, the koyach, to create heaven and earth, to bring existence into that mitzias of yesh from ayin, then how much more so does it affect the person who learns it, the person who learns Torah himself? How it could change the nature of the person who's learning. How it could bring a tzura chadasha, a new way of thinking, a new way of living into a person. The Torah is itself direct from the Makar Chaim Baruch Hu to give life to all worlds. It's the source of all that exists. So Allah has come of a kama, a person who sits and learns Torah. How it could bring a tzura chadash, it could change him. Tzura chadash, a new tzura, a muvuletis, clear and obvious to the person who, ala nefesh ha'hayga, the person who's sitting and learning. V'chol ha'ma'adoyim shalchol, ein behem zakar. And all of the secular subjects, kol ha'ma'adoyim shalchol, ein behem zakar. They don't have such a kar. Ki heim einem echad shem mochelum chadoshes mitzaratzman. Chol, madoim of chol, secular subjects are not alive, and they don't have this koach to be mechadesh, to create, to renew. Ki heim einem echad shem mochelum chadoshes mitzaratzman. They don't have such a koach mitzaratzman. A person who's learning Torah can draw from Chochmas Hachol also, and as part of his limudim, to help him understand his limudim in Torah, so that could become all part of what he's accomplishing and his chedusha. But Chochmas Hachol, Chol Amadoyim Shachol on their own, don't have such a koach to be mechadesh. Shamachadish betuva b'chol yom ma'aser b'reishis, as betuva Chazal says, ein toiv ela Torah. Hashem, each and every moment, is creating the world from nothing with Torah. Hamachadish betuva ein toiv ela Torah. Don't have that with anything else. What are the limudim of chol? What are the limudim of chol all about? As we learned from the Kabbalism earlier, that all the Madoim of Chol can do is to try to look at that which already exists, that which is Nimtze b'Mitzius, and to try to paint, to understand that which is already nimtza b'metzias, but it's not a chokhmah which is po'elus. Istakhu chushabichu b'araisu v'ra'alma. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world, and that's all the time, every second. It's a makar of creation, of existence. All the other limudim are just to look at existence. To try to look at, to see, to understand that which already exists. Therefore, they can't transform the person who's studying them. They can't make the person into a Birya Chadasha, into somebody different, into somebody new. Le'ekar also. Other limudim, by studying literature and science and math and so on, all of those limudim do not have the ability to uproot a person from the atzmius tchunais of haroz, from his essential negative tchunas. It's not just a midah. There's a difference between a midah ra and a tchuna ra. The gra discusses this in many places, in Eben Shloimeh and other places in Mishlei. The difference between a midah and a tchuna, without going into it, I don't want to go into arichas now. But the tchuna, a person's tchuna means his basic personality, who he is. And there are certain tchunas that a person is born with. Chazal say a person is born by this constellation, by that constellation. There's a certain mazel, there's a certain tchunis hanefesh. There's a certain tchunis hanefesh. On the other hand, Amidera means, like the Urchas, the whole Sefer Urchas Tzaddikim is one of the oldest Musas from. We don't know who the Mechaber is, but the Urchas Tzaddikim, there's a lot of speculation, we don't know really who it is. But the Urchas Tzaddikim is all in this Nakuda, that a person has a Mida, certain Midas, and the Mida could be used, that Mida could either be Latayv or Lara. You could use the Mida Latayv or Lara. For instance, the Beis Shammai, you see that Shammai HaZaken. So Shammai HaZaken, we know Chazal tells us that he was a kapdan. He had hakpadis. He was makpid. And we don't find that because of his kapdanas that he is denigrated by Chazal or that he is looked down upon by Chazal. We even see, if one learns through different places in the Gemara and in Medrash, we see that there were Baal Kepedis, not just Shammai HaZaken, that there are certain people that are Baal Kepedis, or certain Tzaddikim that they know as Baal Kepedis. The Rebbe Baruch Meshvitzer was a big captain. The Baal Shem Tov's grandson, Baruch Meshvitzer, was a big captain. He had very strong hakpadis. It's not the same thing as a person being a Baal Kaz. It's not the same thing. There's a certain tchunis anefesh of kapdonis. It's a tchunis anefesh. And the person could either use it latayv or lara. But that's the tchunis anefesh that he has. To change the tchunis anefesh is very, very, very hard. Very hard to change. Amida, a person has amida, could use like this or like that. Torah is Chochmah HaPoelis, Chochmah HaKodesh HaPoelis, that it could mamish, it has the ability, Lasas HaHoygib Hem Libri Chadosha, Lek Arisam HaAtzmiyas Tchunais HaVaros, even the Tchunis Ros that he was born with, not just a Mida like this or a Mida like that, but the Tchunis Ros that he has built into him, that it's his nature, that his mazel. Torah has such a transformative, creative power that it's possible through Limud HaTorah Lishma to be oiker person from the atzmius of the tchunis that he was born with, which is a nace. That's not even something that you could work on. It's not really something that's an inyan of avai. It's just over the years of learning Torah Lishma that. A person can be a different person. The kavod that a person has it with his midas. But the tchuna that a person was born with, it's very, very hard in terms of avodah to use in a different way. It's not going soon. The tchunas of a person. And even the tchunas of a person, Limud HaTorah has such an ability is to be oiker person mi'atzmi is tchunais of haros to uproot him from his tchunis, from his natural tchunis rose. U'l'ha'amida b'matzav shel metzius chadasha and to establish his life in a different metzius. Which means the Sfarim didn't even talk about this. The Sfarim don't really talk about how to transform oneself, meaning how to change one's tchunis. Because it's not so much, it's not really, I don't have time to go into this now, it's not really a matter of avaida. A person has certain tchunis that he's born with. How you act and how you behave and how you talk and so on, that's all a person's avaida. But in terms of the natural tchunis that a person has, the Sfarim don't really talk about it. But through Limud HaTorah, through learning Torah, it's not even that one has to plan this or to learn this subject b'frat. let's say a person's natural, a person's naturally, he has a strong netiya to kas, to anger. So tchunas nefesh, very, very hot and gets very angry and so on. So, one thing is to try to learn all the svarim on the subject of kas. That's very important. And through that, one can try to keep it under control. To keep it under control. To be shoylite. That there should be a shlita, to be shoylite, to rule over the kas. So if a person's an oivid Hashem, and he's a big bal moichin, and he uses his mind, so he starts to get angry, he feels like, oh, here it comes. So he has learned a lot of svarim, and he has tried to internalize things that he's learned. And he thinks about this, and the moich is shoylate, the mind is shoylate, rules over the heart, and he's able to control, and he doesn't react in a negative way, to scream or to yell or to hurt somebody's feelings. That's a tremendous avoid, that's a tremendous accomplishment. But even after that, and with all of that, the tchuna is still the tchuna. He still has the tchuna, he has it under control. Which is a tremendous avodah. And the Sfarim really talk about that. The Sfarim talk really about being shoylet on one's tchunas, to be shoylet, to be able to be in control of, to rule over. But as far as changing a tchuna, that's not, you could read the Encyclopedia of Kaz. You could study everything there is in all the Sfarim about Kaz, and it'll help you. It'll help you to rule over if you internalize it. And you think about it, it'll help you to be shoylate on the on kas, but not to be about kas. How do you work on that? People who learn this form and think that by reading up about kas, it's going to make you into not about kas. They usually become very angry because they're very it doesn't work out, so they get very angry about that. I read so much about Kaas, and I went to 1,000 Shiurim on Kaas, and I listened to every tape on Kaas, and I heard stories about Kaas, and I'm still about Kaas. And you get very angry about that. It doesn't work. I read all the anti-Kaas stuff, and I studied all the things about Kaas. At best, I'm shoylet. I'm able to control myself much better than I used to, which is a huge accomplishment. That's our avodah, to be shoylet. To rule. That's still what's in the terminology of Tanya and Chassidus, that's still iskafya. That's still suppressing and controlling and ruling over, which is a big, big madrega. But is hapcha chshuch l'mahayra? Is hapcha to transform oneself? It's not so much, it's not the inyan that you're going to get from learning the book on Kaz, or learning the Musa Sfarim about Kaas and to write down different things that we have to try that and to be shoylet al Kaas. So, but can you ever, is it possible to get to be no longer about Kaas? Is that possible? Not that it's constantly a struggle and to be shoylet, but lis hafcha chashuchel in ahayra? Is that possible? The Torah says it is possible. It's very, very, very hard. But it doesn't come from the manual. Of Kaas. That's not where you get it from. The Eitzes of not to have. All the Eitzes not to lose your temper are all Eitzes within the world of being Shoylet, Iskafya. All different Eitzes. And that you could have emotionally, you could have a person who's addicted to something, to whatever it is, to drinking or to smoking. He's addicted to something. And it could be for years that the whole avoid of that person is what? Iskafya. Is to be shoylet, is to rule over the addiction, not to give in to it, which is tremendous. Tremendous amount of energy has to be poured into that. A person who hasn't had that can't be masik. What a heroic thing is for a person who is a smoker or a drinker, even with the overeating, to be able to be shoylet on that, it's a tremendous, tremendous thing. Can it ever be that a person who was a drug addict, or a person who is an alcoholic, could it ever be that it's ice addiction finished? 100%. And that happens to people. It takes a long time, but it's not even an inyan of avodah. The avodah is to be shaylight. What about, how could it change? There's a, Hashem Baruch sends a gift. And all of a sudden the guy wakes up one day, and it doesn't bother him anymore to be at a kiddush and to see people drinking. It doesn't bother him at all. Nothing. Could it even be at some point in his life that he can make a little l'chaim? It's recommended not to. Because he could be fooling himself. But could be. There could be such a thing. When it comes to a tchuna, I mean, people who get addicted to things have such a tchuna of addiction in them. Other people, they just sometimes indulge and then they stop. But there's something else when you have, there's a tchunas and nefesh of a person who becomes addicted. It's a certain tchunas and nefesh. What Rav Kook is saying here is that all of the sciences and all of the madayim of chol at best can help you to understand and can help you to be shaylight. They can help with many, many things in life to inform. If a person doesn't understand, well, mostly you don't understand how dangerous smoking is. So if you don't understand how dangerous smoking is, so then you're more likely to keep on going. But then the first thing a person needs to do is to go and to read everything on the subject of smoking and what it does to your body. And that could shake a person up a lot, but it's not oike de tchuna of an addictive person. There are people who came into the world with such personalities, but they have certain tchunas and nefesh. And at different times of life, they can be addicted to different things. They have such tchunas and nefesh. This kind of a person will hear a certain song, let's say a song, and then goes out and buys every single album from that. Heard one song, likes the song, and then buys every single album. It's a certain tchunas nefesh. Another person will see over there, hear a song, another song here. Maybe you buy an album, your first song, here's a certain song. Goes out with somebody, they go out one time, the girl says something that's nice, he's already, his whole chassidus he builds over this girl. So his whole life is in this. And then she starts to get scared, this is strange. Certain tchunas hanefesh. It comes out in different ways. To be oikir tchunas hanefesh, that's not something you can read up in the book doesn't help you. There's an amazing thing about Torah. Lahav elf alfei dollars. Chochmas hakodesh hapaelas. And by the way, it doesn't make a difference which part of Torah you're learning. You could be learning Gemara, you could be learning Halach, you could be learning Musa, Chassidus, Machshava, Tanakh. But you learn it b'emes and with emunah, and you learn it l'shma. It has the ability to make a person into a b'ri chadasha. It create all of existence is through Torah. Istachah kuchibicha b'raisa b'ra'am. So what Rav Kook is saying is if that's what it does to creation, yesh mi'ayin, then a person also can be transformed and can become yesh mi'ayin. You can make him do Biri Chadasha. Leka Oysoi me'atzim yus tchunais of haraos. To be oiker a person from his tchunas haraos, not from midas. Tchuna, a tchunas ha'nefesh. To be oiker a person me'atzim yus tchunais of haraos. U'lahamidai b'matzav shel metzias chadasha. And to put a person into a new world. Through Torah, there are new worlds. If that's for the universe, achas kama v'kama for the person who's learning. And you could be learning Tanakh. It doesn't mean you have to learn the inyan of Kaz. And somehow, over the years, the person becomes a different person. And because Torah is so great, and so transformative, and is not just a thing of information, that's why it's so hard to become a person who is mamish devoted to learning Torah. It's very, very hard. Once a person does, then he can't stop. But when a person is not that way, it's very, very hard. it's very hard. It's easier for him to read something in math or in physics or in literature and biology, whatever, something to read and to know something. Because knowing things of this world are not challenging you to change into a different person. The fact that a person goes to a class in philosophy is not something which in any way is tampering with his bechira to become a different person. At best, it's to look at things in a different way, but not to change him. And people are afraid to change. And there's a certain fear when it comes to Limud HaTorah, because Limud HaTorah has this koyach, which Rav Kook calls Chochmas HaKodesh HaPoelus. There's nothing like that in the world. There's no other Chochmah like that. L'amidu v'matzav shom etzias chadasha, tahir v'chaya b'or ha'chaim ha'amitim ha'oimdim la'adei ad. That lasts forever and ever. So you have a person that's afraid to learn in a strong and serious way b'aymek, because inside the person knows what this could do to him and how this could change his life. By other limudim, it's not of changing your life. You can get a different job. If you studied one subject, you studied accounting and you don't like it, so now you study law, so you want to be a lawyer. Okay, so you change your limudim. It's what you do in life, not who you are in life. That's the chiluk. It doesn't make a metzias chadash of a person. It just can put you into a different environment. One day you're sitting in an accountant's office, next day you're sitting in the law. It's just a different metzias that you're in, but not a different metzias of who you are. And the only thing that can do that is Torah, which is Torah Shemayim Eliyasid Aretz. Let's return to the pages of Aretz HaTorah, the photostatic pages. When you're using the word instinct, I'm assuming that you mean what we're talking about, a tchuna, a certain basic tchuna. So, sure, the learning brings out 100%. Yeah. This is the difference between biological, physiological instincts and emotional, spiritual, psychological instincts. That's the whole Indian of Torah draws out the neshama of a person, which is the instinctive instincts of who a person is his neshama. Everything else of a person are extensions, koiches, but the etzem of the person, the etzem of who the person is through Torah. There's no other chachmah that can reach that place. It makes no difference how beautiful some article is, or how brilliant some author is, and how you're enjoying that book. And you could say, people always say, well, I read this book, it changed my life. Of course it changes your life. If you're a serious reader and you read something about dieting, it should change your life. Or if you read something about the danger of smoking, it should change your life. You're an intelligent person. You now read up and you understand that smoking is horrible, and you see all the pratim of what this could do to you. So as an intelligent person, you make a decision. Based upon what I read, I've decided that I'm not going to smoke again. And that's a tremendous thing. And you can get that from chachmas of the world. But to be a person who's able to have one cigarette and not two, that netchumas and nefesh of who you are, that you don't have such an inyan in you, that's not through studying in a book. That's not through studying a book. That doesn't happen from books. That's Limud HaTorah over years of learning. When did Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach become like a tzaddik? So he took out a book in the library on sitkas for idiots. Like for dummies, what do they call, have these chemistry for dummies, Monarch notes on sitkas. That's when we were kids, used to be Monarch notes. Some manual to becoming a tzaddik. You think that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's how he became a tzaddik. He read Mesillas Yesharim and he took it to heart, and he became Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. No, you don't become like that, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. You don't become a Rav Yosef, Reb Shlomo Zalman like that. It's day after day, night after night. Torah and Tefillah. It's a new Metzias of a person. It's a Briya Chadasha. It's a different Briya. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wasn't wasn't just a better person, it's a different bria, it's a different person. It's different. When you're in the Dal Damas of a Tzaddik, it's not that he's smarter, that he's nicer. It's something, Shalom Alma Hadain, it's something that can only be through Torah. It's a bria. It's something that's created. It's yesh me'ayin. It's not a better person. You meet a nice person. There are nicer people. There are nicer people. But when you would be by the Chavetz Chaim, or you'd be by Rabbi Levine or something, it wasn't that they're the nicest person. It's altogether different bria. It's something that it's a yesh me'ayin. It's a creation. It's something that's not nicer and better. So you say, because Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach worked on his midas. For sure he did. And Rav Yosef worked on his midas. You see that by these tzaddikim, that they were learning Torah yom v'layla. And that through, I'm sorry, that through liman ha'tayra, lishma, in a way of hasmada and bittul and so on, with kima mitzvah and tefillah, the person is transformed into a different bria. We were in Ayis Yudalad, in the Ayitzvahs that has this chapter, the Maimar al Pnimis HaTorah, that's a Tesefes to the Ayis HaTorah that's not printed in the Ayis HaTorah that everybody has. But it's really Ayis HaTorah. We've been learning it for a couple of months. So we're in Yudalad. You have it? I don't know if you have it with the papers. Okay. So let me just remind you what this is about, Yudalad. It's very much connected to what we're learning right now. Of course, this whole Maimon of Pnimis HaTorah is Rav Kook's crying over the state of things, over the matziv, which he believed was causing the generation to descend lower and lower and lower, and to get further and further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that the young people in particular were leaving in droves, were leaving Knesset Yisrael, were going away from Yiddishkeit. And Rav Kook blames this on really on the Chachmei Hador, on the leaders of the generation, who, because they have neglected either learning Pnimis HaTorah, or even if they themselves are privately engaged in that, but not giving it over to the generation in a healthy and clear way, that as a result of that, the generation now looks at Chochmas HaChol, what we were just talking about, external chachmas, the madoim, secular wisdom, as being beautiful, deep, sophisticated, and rich. And Torah, they see, as being shallow and simplistic and filled with all kinds of superstitions and outdated customs and beliefs, chalila. And as a result of this, since the generation is not being taught the depths and the beauty of Torah, and they don't have a musag of Chochmas HaKodesh HaPoeles that we're just talking about, but at the same time, when it comes to secular subjects, they're attracted to and they're drawn to the beauty that is there in Yafta Lakim Liyafes, in the beauty of secular subjects and the secular and the world that secular subjects are painting, the world that they see being painted, being portrayed in the essays and the books and the novels that they're reading, they find much more accurate and much more inspiring than what they have been taught in Torah. So Rav Kook says, this of course spells the destruction of Yiddishkeit. And because of this, he says, the most talented and brilliant people who could be enriching the entire generation are running away from Torah, hate Torah, and he also says, and with that comes the hatred of Am Yisrael, because what's Am Yisrael? Am Yisrael is Am HaTorah, and they see the Jewish people as the representatives, that they see their relatives and their Rabbonim as the representatives of Torah, and they see in these people emptiness, shallowness, hypocrisy, and so on. So they initially, there's a hatred of Torah, there's a hatred of Yiddishkeit, and it's just a matter of time till there's a hatred not just of Yiddishkeit but of Yidden, of Jews. But there's more. On page 324, I think this were up to like 6 lines from the bottom. V'loy oid. 5 lines from the bottom. V'loy oid. Mitzad she'ein talmini chacham ha'kvum b'toyru b'emuna u'b'zihivus ha'mitzis v'dikduk ha'maisim yer shemayim b'emes ha'sukim b'mektsoa zahi'ikari. Since the most talented and choshev talmini chachamim who are learning and who are careful to keep mitzvahs. Mitzad she'ein talmini chacham ha'kvum b'toyru b'emuna u'b'zihivus ha'mitzis v'dikduk ha'maisim yer shemayim b'emes ha'sukim b'mektsoa zahi'ikari. Since these talmid chachamim, who are learning and are very great at learning and very talented, and they're also medaktik in mitzvahs and have yer shemayim and emunah, but they're not oisik in this mitzvah, in this mektsoa zahi'ikari, they're not oisik in pnimius ha'tayra. So then, what happens is lochu lahem hamiktzoh hazeh shalchoch masadas atzma and loshem keila shalchun chul keroy. Then who are the people that are Isaac and Pnimius HaTorah? Notice there's a huge part of Torah that's being neglected by the Talmid Chachamim who are just learning the regular limudim of Gemara and Halach and so on of Shas and Poskim, and they have your Shemayim, fine. So then who's learning Pnimius HaTorah? So there are, it's what's fascinating is that there are then Jews, and even non-Jews, but Jews who are drawn to the Chachma of Pnimius HaTorah. They don't have any compunctions about sitting and learning Kabbalah or learning Chassidus. It's not mechayev them anything. They don't care about mitzvahs, it's not mechayev them anything. And they see there's something really amazing about this stuff. It looks really interesting. Like you see nowadays, people are very interested in these things. And even if some of them are shomer mitzvahs, but they're not steeped in learning. So the craziest thing is happening. Rav Kook says the craziest thing. Talmid HaChachamim are stuck in their limudim, and they're not learning the deeper, deeper essence of Yiddishkeit, and therefore they're not giving it over to the generation. Then you have people who are not Talmid HaChachamim, who are not learned people, who are not big Maminim and Avdei Hashem, who might not even be religious. This is exactly what's been happening for the last 100 years, more. They take up an interest in what? They're interested in Kabbalah and Pnimius. And they study it like a subject. And it's interesting. They don't have any Rosh Hashiva standing over them telling them that you're not supposed to learn this. They couldn't care less about any Rosh Hashiva. They learn whatever they learn. They study whatever they want to study. They don't care. This is college. It's not yeshiva. I do whatever I want. If I want to major in snowflakes, I major in snowflakes. So I'm majoring in Kabbalah. So I'm majoring in Kabbalah. So I'm who do I care with that? He doesn't care. So someone comes and goes over to him. Some rabbi goes over to him and says, oh, you're not 40 years old. You're not supposed to learn this. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. What I study in college has nothing to do with my birthday. I study whatever I want. So then you have all these professors of Kabbalah, or amateurs, or not Talmid HaChachamim, even if there's someone in this room, they're not Talmidei Chacham. They didn't spend the first 10, 15 years of their lives good in Shas and Poskim. And they don't have a basic understanding of Torah. And then they start learning these Svarim. They're learning Sefer Chassidus and Sefer Kabbalah. The people are not Talmidei Chacham. And they're giving over to the generation. And I told you many times that I had, years ago, 30 years ago, I was already having these conversations with the people in the seminaries and the yeshivas and so on. So I had to complaining, how many times they complained that it's terrible, the kids are going off to looking for, they found out that one of the Bochum was secretly going into Meir Sharm, and he was part of a Lukut HaMaran Chabur that was learning Lukut HaMaran, that consisted 90% of Americans from the Meir Yeshiva. And the Rebbe in this American yeshiva found out that one of the Bochum is going to this Lukut HaMaran Shia. And he wanted me to talk to him. I said, oh, sure, I'll talk to him. I'll tell him he should go twice a week, not once a week. You want me to talk to him? I tell you, I should talk to him. I should talk him out of it. So I said, so what do you want the guy to do? What's wrong with the guy? Like, what's the problem? He says, it's not for him. He says, I hold it. Look at him. He says, I know it's a heilige zach. I know it's a big chosh of a heilige thing. But he's not. It's not good for him. It's not good for him. So I said, and same thing with the seminaries. This discussion I had with one seminary, that they're also complaining that the girls are looking, they go over to Chabad, and they're looking in the Breslov, and they're going to these places, and they go to these homes for Shabbos with these people, and it's not good, it's not healthy. So I said, look at the library you have over here in the seminary. Look at your library. Look what you have. Just let's go over the books that you have over here. So then I see, there's the Arya Kaplan. There's the Rabbi Arya Kaplan section, right? Rabbi Arya Kaplan wrote like 50 books, more. I don't even know how many. And he was only 48 years old, I think, when he was Nifter. He wrote that many books, probably more. He was an unbelievable person. So look at the Rabbi Kaplan. So which let's go now over the Rabbi Kaplan catalog and see which ones you took out or which ones you didn't order. Those are the ones they're going to hear by other people. If you would have them here in the library and you would try to hire some responsible choshev people that could come to teach these subjects, then you wouldn't have to be fretting day and night that the girl's running off to Tzvas and she's going to, you know, meet some nanach and they're going to go to Tveri and get married by the Kinneret or something. So why don't you get somebody who's a Talmud Chacham to teach them these things. They want, so come teach them. But get a Talmud Chacham to do it. You're nervous, you're right, because there are all kinds of wacky people out there. And it could be. It happens that boch was by a very choshev Talmud Chacham in Meir Sharm. Well, I don't remember what it was. Exactly. It was Meir Sharm, I think, the Chabur. So he was by Choshev Talmud Chacham. But you're right, there are a lot of weird people out there. And the kids are looking for something, and they might end up by a weird person. Because there are a lot of weird people that are teaching these things. I had this guy that I went to speak in Denver. And some guy came to me and said he introduced himself to some Boulder, Colorado. I hope he's not listening to this tape. But I don't think he does. So he introduced himself that he's from Boulder, Colorado. He's a very sweet Jew. And he's holding in his hands a Meir Shiloach. You know, from Izbitza. It's a very, very hard say. He's holding a Meir Shiloach. So he came from Boulder, Colorado. I don't know how far that is from Denver. I don't think it's that far. So he came to hear Shirin. And the whole time that I was trying to talk, he was, you know, trying to say his Indian, like interjecting, to say over his Indian, like what he wants to say. And I see he's not pronouncing the words right. He's not pronouncing the Ivri. He doesn't know how to pronounce the words. And he's holding a Meir Shiloach. So I was talking to him later on, and he said that he teaches, he has a whole group there in Colorado. He teaches these, he has a whole chabur that he's teaching. And I was a pachad, you know, from this. He doesn't know how to read. He's holding a Meir Shiloach. He had this piece that he wanted, that he was so excited about, he wanted to talk to me about, and not ask me, but I thought he wanted to tell me this piece. And he opened up the Meir Shiloach, and I said, so what do you like about this? And I remember this like yesterday. And he stands there, he was reading it all wrong. He didn't understand what he was talking about. He couldn't read it. And he's saying over all kinds of strange things. And he tells me that he has a chabur, he has like 25 people, and they have Friday night, they daven or something. I don't know what he was doing. Now I didn't hear from this guy. I have this conversation, and I didn't hear from the guy. He called me up once or twice after that for some questions, and it got me very nervous. And then the last thing is I get a call a few months ago that he's going to be in New York, and he would like to come to give shiurim in Eish Kodesh. Now, 90% of the time I return phone calls. I try. Sometimes it's something I'm not able, but I try. But I didn't return the phone call. And because I don't want to make, if I get into a conversation with him, then it's going to be a drag, and I'm going to have to start to tell him about how I this can't be, and so on. I'm worried enough that I'm not qualified to teach. You're for sure not qualified to teach. But I'm thinking, he goes around, walking around, I think, the country, and he finds these people who are like desperate for some ruchnis. They don't know anything, the New Age Judaism stuff. And because he heard some Reb Shlomo Kalbach tapes, and he went to Zalman Shachter on a mountain, and they meditated. And then he's already, he walks around with a Meshulach that he can't read, and he's giving classes in Chassidut. He's giving classes in Chassidut. So what happened to us? How did we come to this? Listen, there are always going to be strange people. But how do we come to this? So if we would have Emes Talmidei Chachamim that wouldn't be afraid to be learning this from HaKadosh, and they would learn them, and they would teach everywhere Sfas Emes and Rav Kook and Tanya and Nefesh HaChaim. Instead that there's one Nefesh HaChaim Shia someplace and you have to go to this Nefesh HaChaim from someone that's Choshev. Otherwise, you'll have an Eretz Yisrael. There must be hundreds of weird groups that are learning things in Eretz Yisrael. I don't think there's any catalog of them, but there are all kinds of weird things going on, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Here, not as much, but in Eretz Yisrael, you have all kinds of weird things. So I said to them, so why don't you get the other books from Barry Kaplan and have someone that will come and teach and learn with them. Sof kol sof, the end of his life, he was kulay in Breslov, Rabbi Kaplan, completely. So I said, so have someone learn with the girls Rabbi Nachman's stories and explain to them and use Rabbi Kaplan's book and work with them in this union, but someone that's a Talmud Chacham. Not some strange person, but someone that's a Talmud Chacham. So where are you going to get a Talmud Chacham that's going to, who, where, what? It's going to talk to, and now, if you look, these places are all scrambling for people that could do this. The years ago, they made fun of it. Now they're all looking for somebody. And come out all of the places, they have somebody that could teach a little bit of it. Because they see the kids are otherwise going away. They'll find it somewhere else. So Rav Kook says, this is what's happening to the generation. So who's learning? So who's hijacking these limudim of Pnimis HaTaira? People are not worthy. Ben mitzad, their lack of Torah learning, that they don't know, they didn't learn, they don't know how to learn, and also from the Yerushalayim. There's also this guy, he was wearing rings and stuff, which I'm not saying that if you wear a ring that it makes you, I don't know if anybody has a ring, you're not allowed to wear a ring, you know, I mean, you know that. But anybody that's wearing a ring doesn't make you, just, I didn't want to say like a kilo, it's not allowed. But it doesn't make a person into a chalila, into a rosh, into an oisvav. Chas v'shalom. It's something one shouldn't do. But when you see a guy with a Me'er Shiloach and he's giving, he's teaching classes in Chassidut, and he's got a ring here and a ring here and there, so then that's also part of getting me more scared. You understand? No, he didn't have one over there. Maybe now. He didn't have them. Yeah. But here he had rings. And also Diburim, everything, love, brother, you know, the whole thing. Rav Shlomo Kalbach had infinite patience with these kind of people. You have to be. Only Kalbach could have like patience with people. So these are the people they hijacked. Lochul lehem hamektzay hazeh shel chochmas hadas atzma anoshem kelu shloi chunchu keroy or shekva parku me'alem, or they already threw off Yiddishkeit. Rav Kook was at that time or parku me'alem miroa leiv mishigoyin v'hatmoa bagoyim assimilation is our mitzvahs. Or from some shigoy, some craziness, or from just a similar, they threw off Yiddishkeit. Umiyu taluchus chayeyem oisep gam bedor umahalach machshavei seyem. And because of the diminished state of their lives, and they're learning these things and teaching these things. This makes a pgam, a terrible blemish, causes damage to the whole generation and the way the generation thinks. That these Torahs are now coming out in the most beautiful Torahs are coming out in a twisted way. That people go here, Me'ashi Lo, from this guy. And they walk around saying, the Ishbitz is said like this, the Ishbitz is said like that. But if the Ishbitz would hear somebody saying over his Torahs like this. We're not talking about a person doing it every reason. With other rabbi, a person should learn and learn and learn, but to be humble and not to make yourself necessarily into the Rosh Achabura or to open up your website after learning Mei Shiloach for 3 days, to have a Mei Shiloach website and to learn, to try to learn by someone, to try to learn with someone who has experience in that. There are different svarim. I'll use Mei Shiloach as an example because Mei Shiloach is a very, very, very hard sefer. And if a person has not spent many years learning Maharal and Ramchal and Chassidus, then I would not recommend learning Mei Shiloach. No. Unless you're sitting with a Talmud Chacham who learns it and for years and he's teaching it to you and he'll explain it to you. But to sit and, but to open up, no. There's a Seder. A person learns the svarim with a certain Seder. Kedusha Slavi and so on. To learn more of a Shemesh, even in these Svarim you can make, of course, very, very big mistakes in all the Svarim, but the Kedushas Levi is not, but the Kedushas Levi on the surface, you can when you learn Kedushas Levi, even if you're not a Talmud Chacham or you're not so steeped in it, when you learn a Kedushas Levi or Be'er Mamchaim, you can come out with a beautiful Pshat in Pasuk and a beautiful Pshat in a way of thinking. Because even though there's an oimik and oimik and oimik to Kedushas Levi, you can go a million miles into Kedushas Levi. But the way it is Kedushas Levi is that most of the Torah is not all. Even the pshat, a person can get. But the Mei Shiloach is different. The Mei Shiloach, the pshat in the Mei Shiloach, the pshat in the Mei Shiloach can throw you totally off. Can throw you totally off. Just the pshat in the Mei Shiloach. Or in Sayyid Yisharim, in all the Ishbitz Svam, the Vezina Svam. Just the Pshat. in Chabad Svam also, and the rest of the Svam also. Those which are the Svam that are of the big, big Ma'amikim in Chassidus. If a person is not learning with somebody who is Mukhshar to learn this, so then it's very, very hard to learn the Pshat. Just to understand the Pshat. Therefore, like when people come, they want to start learning Tanya. So then, Rosh Hashanah, like the learning chassidus, there are things that are written to help with the pshat. Or you can listen to, there are certain people that they've been teaching Tani for many, many years and they have a Messiah and a Kabbalah, like Rabbi Jacobson, that they have the tapes from him. Here's a Yid that for his whole life is Tanya, learning Tani, teaching Tani. So that, then, but to open up a Tanya on your own and to just look in the English, and to look in the Tanya, to look in the English, you can get it all wrong. It's just the pshat is very, very, very hard. So the answer to Yeshua is, of course you have to learn the Svarim. Which Svarim and how to learn them, that requires tremendous care and caution. Shame Shmuel, a person. But if a person never ever learned Maharal, never learned Der Hashem, never learned Ramchal, and so then when you're learning a piece of Svasemis or Tanya or Ishbitz you can go all together. That's why in the old Svarim it had the warnings that it's only written for our people, for Anshe Shlomein. You shouldn't be Chalal open it. Chassidim didn't look into it. Only the few people that didn't look into the Ishbitz Svarim. Because there are things there that if a person has not been learning for a long time, you can become very, very, very confused. And the whole sugi of Bechira and Yediyah, you can become, and other things, not just that. You can become very, very confused. So a person shouldn't sit with Mei Shiloach to stop to learn Mei Shiloach, unless it's with somebody who's Mokshe and whatever. How do you know when and it's time? What? Yeah. Mei Shakiv is a way to come into it more, but Mei Shiloach is very, very short and very, very hard. The Sfas Emes is also very short and very, very hard. Sfas Emes. It's not the same to learn a Sfas Emes, to learn a Be'er Mamchaim, to learn a Merav HaShemesh. And Sfas Emes is very, very, very hard. But there, at least, also in the Pshat HaDvarim, you can walk away with something you know, that like in Muskolos, in Hashkofis, you can get something very big out of a few lines of Sfasamis. You can get something. Which you can see in three lines of Sfasamis that you have to learn in a Musa Sefer 40 pages. Which you see in three lines of the Sfasamis. But you have to be with the Sfasamis, because the Sfasamis is also, even though it's very, very, very hard, but there's a nekuda of machshava in every piece that in machshava you can come out with a chiddush of machshava. If you don't get it, so you say, I don't get it. But machshava, but it's not going to confuse you in your avaida. But me'er shiloch, if you don't get it, your avaida can get messed up. If you don't get it, you can get into big trouble. With Chabad's form too. If you start to learn from the Rebbe Rashab in the middle of Rebbe or from the long pieces from the Alter Rebbe, and you don't get it, you can get messed up by it. Unless you're very, very humble, and after reading a few lines, you say, I don't get it. Then you're not going to get messed up, you just close it. But then you have the other people, like the guy from Boulder, Colorado, he just keeps on going. He keeps on going. He doesn't get it at all, and he's teaching it. He doesn't get it, and he's teaching it. So, that already could be very, very dangerous. It's a different kind of a limud. So what happens to these people? One was saying, "The megalim ponim b'tayrish like halach." That's what's happening. They megalim ponim b'tayrish like halach. They end up teaching Yiddishkeit in a distorted way. It's all not. It's wrong. The megalim ponim b'tayrish. They're saying what Hashem didn't say. But the tzaddikim are giving over elokus, and they come out with other things. Uma'abdim hoynis shel tayra. Umachshikim es yifosa. And they're losing. They're throwing away the beauty. And the wealth, the wealth of Torah, machshichim es yifosa, and they're darkening its beauty. And they're diminishing and lessening. Another minute, they're causing emunah to become less. Like these professors and all these, it's less emunah. All their books, makir mesalei, they pollute the heart. That's amarach on the brain, ha'ivri of a Jew. Ha'yisaydi azach ha'amitz v'abor. The naturally clean, healthy brain of a Jew becomes polluted by these people. The government takolos rabbis v'dildalum, and they cause many problems, damage, and a weakening of the nation. The kolos zebayi they mash ein tamid chachamim amitim tzaddikim goyim oyskim v'kviyas v'achav v'chachem esemus. Why did this happen? Because tamid chacham who are true tamid chacham and tzaddikim and goyim who are, they're not oyskim in these limudim v'kviyas v'achav v'chachem esemus to learn it and to give it over to Klal Yisrael. Or maybe they're learning but they're not teaching it. And they're not writing svarim. They're not worried about the generation to sit down like Rav Kook did and to write svarim to explain. That the generation will be able to understand. I was just talking to somebody who was very close to me. We were zecher to have this week. Rav Matel Zilber, so Gesundheim was here. And this person was very close to him, so we were talking, and he said that he had the nerve once. Ramata was talking about that people are created for a different, each one has a different akuda, and different tzaddikim have a different inyan, each tzaddik has a different inyan. So this guy had the azus, he asked Ramata, he says, Rabbi, what's your nakuda? He asked Ramata, what's your nakuda? So he said that Ramata was quiet, and then he said, the inyan that I was created for was to give over Pnimius HaTorah in a way that the generation can understand. That's what he said. Ashrei Chelkai. That's what we have now. Before Mashiach comes, that there are such tzaddikim that they're not running away from this. They are taking the responsibility to teach the generation Pnimius HaTorah, but in a language that they can understand, with mashalim and stories and ideas and explanations that the generation can understand. That's the Hatzolos Adar. That's bringing us closer to Mashiach. We should see it. Amen. Next day of Shabbos, I'm not going to be able to continue the following day of Shabbos.